listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen, and we're talking now with Fred Flights, Senior Vice President for Policy and Programs at the Center for Security Policy, and a former CIA analyst. And Fred, that seems to be relevant to some things that are going on right now, specifically WikiLeaks publishing, if not all, at least a large chunk of the CIA's repertoire for spying on everybody. And I got to be honest, I want our spies to have the coolest toys. I want them to have all the best stuff, but I don't want the world to know about it. And I think this is a big problem.
Jim, it's good to be here. And I'm so glad to hear you frame this question in this way, because frankly, there are some people on TV, even on our favorite network, Fox News, who are saying some really irresponsible things, such as Judge Napolitano, who has said that these leaks prove to him that his microwave oven might be spying on him.
I think he's had his head in his microwave oven a few too many times.
Let's stipulate is that you're right. We want our intelligence agencies to have inventive and robust tools to spy on bad guys, and they've always had this. These are the tools we need in the 21st century. The fact that they exist don't mean they're being used against Americans. And I'll tell you something, as someone who worked in the intelligence community for 25 years, CIA and NSA follow the law. They do not use tools like this against Americans unless it's a court order in extremely exceptional circumstances, because they don't want to go to jail. It's a big deal. If someone was to use the technology to spy on somebody through their TV, or someone at the CIA decided to do that without authorization, that's a serious violation of the law, and it isn't easy to do. And I sort of wish that folks in the media would stop the fear-mongering and realize that what's really at stake here is that crucial tools to keep us safe have been compromised by morons working for our intelligence community. And I think that really has to be investigated.
Well, and there you kind of have the whole gist of the problem. Okay, we have the tools. They should not be used improperly. And almost certainly rarely, if ever, are. But when they are, or even worse in this case, when the results of wiretaps and surveillance and anything else that's done properly against foreign entities is used for political purposes, which happened in a far too extensive way during the last presidential campaign, then we need to find the people who are taking the products that these amazing tools are collecting and using them improperly. And like you said, let's put some of them in jail.
That's right. And, you know, I shouldn't call them morons. They're traitors. They're cowards and they're traitors. But there's some questions here we have to talk about. Why did this happen? First of all, why did CIA have an office to do this? This is what NSA is supposed to be doing. There's at least four offices in different intelligence agencies that do the same thing. And from my time in government, I know that when there's a hot topic, multiple agencies set up a project to cash in on funding from Congress because they all want to get in on the game. I don't know why this was set up. I also note that CIA Director John Brennan changed the rules on how to hire to make CIA more diverse. Rather than hire the most qualified, security standards were lowered. And I'm worried that the leak of this information may be because Brennan lowered the standards to hiring CIA personnel.
And I think the lowered standards and a general trend in a lot of the government services towards people who place their politics at least as high as they place their mission focus has led us to a situation where they believe that the tools of the state can be used for partisan purposes. And that's so wrong that I think some examples need to be made. And let's actually find the people who are doing this. And let's get them out of those positions and make the others who might consider doing that think twice about playing those kind of games.
And, you know, there's been some comparison between these FISA court requests to monitor the electronic communications of Trump campaign officials and probably Trump during the campaign. My view on that is that the Obama administration did this thinking that Clinton couldn't lose. Now that she lost, there's a paper trail. And I think there's going to be accountability. I think we're going to find out what was in these FISA warrant requests. I think it's going to be big.
I sincerely doubt we're going to, you know, see Barack Obama's signature on any of the requests. But they came from his administration, and I defy anyone to tell me with a straight face that they were going to wiretap someone associated with candidate Donald Trump without his knowledge. I mean, that's absurd. So, you know, at some point, you can delegate authority to do something like that, but you cannot delegate the responsibility for it happening. And all those people worked for President Obama.
I think Obama greenlighted a program to use the power of our intelligence agencies to undermine Trump before and after the election. And it included using intelligence collection methods, and it included collection that appeared to be collecting data on Russia, but really it was intended to collect data on Trump officials.
Fred, you're making a great point there. One of the things that came out in the course of all of this was the fact that they wanted to spy on Paul Manafort, who is a Trump associate. And let's be honest, he's a somewhat sketchy guy. And he does business in Russia and Ukraine, and he's got consultant ties all over. But they didn't have what they needed to get a warrant to spy on him. So they went to the NSA and asked for transcripts of conversations with Ukrainians that they knew he had talked to get around the entire concept of needing a warrant to spy on U.S. citizens. They went way over the line.
That's right. That's something that we've been raising with a number of experts around town, including Andy McCarthy. When the FISA court said no, the administration asked NSA to cull through intercepts between Manafort and Ukrainians. This is in the New York Times, February 14, 2017. I'm sorry, but the court said you can't do that. This is an American citizen. This is going around the law that protects American citizens from foreign intelligence agencies being used in the United States to spy on them. This was wrong.
And again, I think you also pointed out a very important fact. They never expected anybody to be shining a light on this. They expected President Hillary Clinton to be quite thankful for their diligent work in helping her get past Trump and the American people. Well, now she's making deranged videos from her bathroom, and President Trump now owns all the agencies where these malfeasance occurred, and he's got the ability to sic the people on him, and there's no place to hide.
I think that's exactly right. As I said, there is, I mean, everybody's throwing their hands up. This can't be investigated. Yes, it can. There's a paper trail. There's a lot of things the Justice Department and intelligence agencies did. These intelligence agencies don't act without authorization. There's paper trails for this. We're going to find it.
In the beginning of this, we were talking about how the exposure of the CIA's hacking methods hurt us. But there is a legitimate fear in all of this conversation that some of these actions taken, you know, in this case against the Trump campaign, may or may not have been using those particular tools. But do we really need to step up oversight over the intelligence agencies as part of the reforms necessary there to make sure that these people don't get froggy and decide to do the wrong thing?
I don't think that the discovery of these intelligence tools have anything to do with the Trump campaign. Clearly, there was an abuse of FISA warrants, and there was a disclosure of a transcript of an NSA intercept concert between General Flynn and Ambassador Kislyak, Russian Ambassador Kislyak. That's really the major violation. And what I think happened there, this transcript was requested by very senior Obama officials, which they're entitled to with their very senior, they proceeded to leak it to the news media. I like to think that that was an isolated incident, that that's not going to be repeated. It's very difficult to get a transcript of an NSA conversation. I've never seen one in my time in the intelligence community. And I will tell you that from my time on the House Intelligence Committee staff, there really is strong oversight of our intelligence agencies. But given what happened with these FISA warrants, I think they're going to have to step up their game.
Well, let's hope they do, and good luck to the investigators trying to find these treasonous people and these traitors and those who think that politics trumps patriotism. Fred Flights, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be here.
Up next, we'll be talking with Bill Gertz. This is Jim Hansen, and you are listening to Secure Freedom Radio.